Musician Robert Ellis Orrell has a new neighbor, a man who has made the press lately with this quote, "You win some, you lose some, and then there's that little-known third category." Al Gore moved into Orrell's Nashville neighborhood after he lost the 2000 election. It was a surreal thing for Orrell, who wrote the song Al Gore for the band Monkey Bowl to mark the occasion. Orrell told Steve Paulson he was going for a walk when the idea struck.
I was walking down my street, which is Linwood Boulevard in Nashville, and I saw this house that I recognized from a picture in our newspaper here called the Nashville Scene, and I recognized it as this picture that they had identified as Al Gore's new house. And it really stopped me in my tracks because I was thinking, you know, he won the popular vote and he's living in this house on my street. How does he get over that? And I started making up the song on the spot.
Al Gore lives on my street, 320-something Linwood Boulevard. And he doesn't know me, but I voted for him. Yeah, I punched the card. I don't know how he lives with knowing that even though he won the popular vote, he still lives on my street, right down the street from me.
So the idea behind this is maybe it's a big come down to go from being almost in the White House to being in your neighborhood.
Well, it was even more than that. I thought about how I have issues with letting go of stuff. You know, those injustices, little injustices from as small as, you know, the phone bill being way off and trying to deal with the bureaucracy of getting that straightened out, to things that happened to me when I was 14 years old that were never righted. I just, you know, it's like hard for me to let go. I'm the kind of guy that when someone cuts me off and or if I'm perceived to have cut someone off in traffic on the highway and someone, you know, flashes the finger at me, I'll spend the next half a mile trying to catch up and explain it wasn't me. So I was thinking, with all the stuff that I carry around with me, little injustices along my life, how does this guy like get over and get on with his life after such a huge, certainly from his point of view, injustice? And just what kind of a man does it take to get on with it? And that's really what the song's about.
One time I had a bike when I was a kid and someone stole it from me. And I'm still mad about that, carrying anger. I just can't let it be. I need to.
Obviously, you're getting at the disappointments that can happen in the past, and it is almost impossible not to wonder how Al Gore views his own disappointment. What do you think? Do you think your song reflects what he went through?
I think the song doesn't come close to even touching on what he must have gone through. I can't even imagine how you recover from something like that and get on with life. I've come to know him, and I've spent a lot of time with him. I think he's, as much as I thought, wow, he must be a big man to be able to get on with it back when I wrote the song, now that I know him as I do, I'm astounded at his viewpoint on life and his energy and his positive outlook.
How did you get to know him?
The friend of mine, his name is Manuel Zeitlin. He's an architect in town. He's a great architect in the city of Nashville. He's done a lot of work here and buildings here. And he was the guy that was doing the architectural changes on his addition to his house. And Manuel and I, you know, we hang out together and like, what are you working on? Well, I'm working on this new Monkey Bowl CD. And hey, you want to hear some songs? And I gave him a CD with a few songs, and unbeknownst to me, he gave it to Al Gore. And when he told me that, I was like, what? I was like, I was a little nervous. I was like, well, what does he think? And he said, oh, he loves it. And Tipper plays it for everyone who comes in the house. And I said, really? And I thought, well, if he likes it that much, maybe, well, as time went on, I started thinking maybe I could get him to actually appear on the song and say something.
And in fact, Al Gore does have a cameo near the end of your song.
Yes, he makes his alternative rock debut on the Monkey Bowl CD. And that's a story in itself. I'm after a couple of months of trying to get that to happen and almost being to the point where I'll ask, it's not going to happen. Manuel called me one afternoon and said, what would you think if the Gores came for dinner tonight? And I was like, what? I said, tonight? It was 1 p.m. And he said, yeah, I've just talked to him and it looks like it could all fall into place. So I said, honey, the Gores are coming for dinner. And about 6 hours later, there was a knock on the door and he walked in and said, hi, I'm Al.
One time I lost out on a job because this kid, his father, owned the whole company. Let me tell you, he was a jerk and I'm still pissed that he took that job from me. Life is a
joke. So why do you think Al and Tipper like your song so much?
I think certainly Tipper, I think it's an emotional thing for her. I mean, it's someone sort of taking a point of view that she certainly would agree with. And from Al's point of view, from his perspective, I got to tell you this part of the story. When he came for dinner, he had made up his mind not to say anything on the record. And I didn't know that. But he didn't want to start the dinner off by telling me that.
So what does he do? Does he announce anything that I'm saying tonight is not for media consumption?
Absolutely not. He was just totally. We had a ball. I mean, we had the longest dinner, and I mean, like 4.5 hours of just talking and eating, and a break in between dinner and dessert. When next thing you know, Tipper was downstairs in our rehearsal room playing my son's drums, and Al and I were bookmarking websites that he liked on my computer, and then we did this long dessert. And I started getting nervous towards the end. Now it's like, you know, it's 11:30, and I said, well, you know, it's really time to get you in front of that microphone and get you to say a little something, you know, if you wouldn't mind. And he looked at me and said, I really don't feel like I can put my voice on it. And I think he was thinking, if I say Hello Neighbor or Monkey Bowl Lives on My Street, then I will be seen as sort of agreeing with your point of view, and I don't want to do that. And when he told me, I was really, he must have seen the disappointment. I mean, I wear my emotions, I can't hide them. So I was like crestfallen, and I was like, really? I was really disappointed. And he looked at me for a minute, and then he put his hand on my shoulder and he said, I'll tell you what, I'll come up with something. And what he ended up saying was so much better than I could have thought of for him to say.
So he wrote his own line then.
Oh, absolutely.
So he gets a share of the songwriter credit here, I guess.
Absolutely not.
Hey, man, I like your song, but you need to get over all that stuff. Hey, this is a great neighborhood.
Robert Ellis Aurel, otherwise known as Bob Something, wrote the song Al Gore for the new Monkey Bowl CD called Plastic 350. Steve Paulson spoke with him.